A very generous benefactor has put forth a $500,000 challenge. If our listeners commit $500,000 in small monthly gifts, he'll match with another $500,000. We're a little less than halfway to the goal. A small donation makes a big difference. Help us bring this rosary to others. Click donate below. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is our last day before our consecration to Mary on December 8th. So whether you've prayed the rosary with us every day or not, it really doesn't matter. Tomorrow, join us in order to give yourself entirely to Jesus through Mary. Today, we meditate on the beauty of doing the impossible. There's a very familiar story from the scriptures. You know it. A small boat threatened with wreckage by an unrelenting storm, but this time, a very strange variation. The men in the boat look across the water and they see a man. But how can it be a man? And he's walking to them through the storm. And he's walking on the water. Everyone in the boat is understandably astonished. Who wouldn't be? But one of them has a completely unexpected reaction. He squints through the driving rain at this miracle, this wild, fantastical sight, and he thinks, I want to do that. And he calls to the Lord, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come out to you. Let me try. And Jesus says, come. And Peter steps out, and he walks on the water. At least he does until he starts to sink. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Peter's a guy with big ideas. He begins, or at least attempts, an awful lot of ambitious projects. He starts to walk on water. He offers to build a series of tents on top of Mount Tabor for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. He promises to die with Jesus rather than deny him. He cuts off the ear of one of Jesus' captors in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he begins the evangelization of the Gentiles by baptizing Cornelius and his family. But he always seems to run into some obstacles. He sinks on the way to Jesus. He never builds those three tents. He cuts off one ear and then flees in terror. He follows Jesus for a while on the night of his passion, then pretends not to know him at all. All the same, at the end, Peter actually does finish his impossible projects. Jesus pulls him out of the water, and they walk back to the boat together. Didn't think about that, did you? He does reside permanently with Jesus and Moses and Elijah in heavenly glory. And he did stay true to Jesus. He did go to prison and die for Jesus in the end. He did what he resolved to do, despite his failures along the way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter looked out from the boat, and he saw Jesus doing something impossible. He could have responded with doubt. I don't believe it. Nobody can do that. Plenty of people respond to the Christian life that way, with pure skepticism. Or he could have responded with detached approval. Yeah, he's a very impressive figure, all right. But that's not me. Walking on water, it's just not my thing. But if it works for him, good for him. Plenty of people respond to the Christian life that way, too, with a kind of patronizing acceptance, a response they use to try to shake off the embarrassing fact that they don't really want to live up to Jesus' standards anyway. But not Peter. Peter saw Christ walking on water, and Peter had both the humility and the courage to say, I want to be like him. And this has been the response of all the saints. And that's why not only Jesus' life, but the life of each of his most devoted followers has filled the world with wonder. The saints like Peter walk on the water to Jesus and with Jesus. And the life of every saint is a miraculous witness to all mankind that God continues to act in astonishing ways through his chosen ones. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, walking on water is a natural impossibility. It's just not within the scope of ordinary human capabilities. But Jesus told Peter to do it. Jesus said, come. And Jesus has commanded us to do things that also aren't within the scope of ordinary human capabilities. He told us to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, and to love God with all our heart and soul and mind, and to love one another as he has loved us, and to forgive 70 times 7, and to do to others what you want them to do to you, and to take up your responsibility to build the kingdom through your families and friendship. These commands are simply too much for human nature. But human nature joined to Christ is capable of this. Christ fulfilled these demands, and he commanded us to fulfill them. So it must be that, in obedience to him and in union with him, we can do this stuff. We can be perfect. We can be saints. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter provides the model for doing the impossible as we walk toward Jesus and with Jesus. First, we make the resolution. I want to be like Jesus. I want to live like Jesus. I want to be a saint. Lord, make me a saint. Then we begin the process. We step out of the boat and onto the water, and we proclaim our commitment to Jesus, express the will to be with him in glory forever. Then we suffer setback, we sink, we flee, we betray, we regress down the mountain, we screw up, we sin. But finally, we grab onto Jesus' hand, and he pulls us up, and we start walking on the water again. And we tell Jesus we love him again. And we make another resolution. And we keep going. Nobody becomes a saint overnight. No saint avoids sin and failure completely. Every saint sometimes sinks in the water of fear and doubt and temptation. But nobody becomes a saint without trying either. Nobody becomes a saint without resolving to be a saint. And nobody becomes a saint by giving up on holiness. So make the choice. Get out of the boat. Resolve and re-resolve right now to be like Christ, to follow Christ's instructions. Resolve to do the impossible, to walk on water, and eventually become a saint. And since it's Mary's job to lead you to Jesus and to form Jesus within you, then let's make a commitment to her, right here and right now, to pray the rosary every day, no matter what. And then tomorrow, let's consecrate ourselves to her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right now, we really want to avoid the need for a paid subscription. And we really don't want to put ads in the podcast. And we can avoid this very easily with your support, because a small monthly gift goes a long way. And it's really easy. Within the episode, under the transcript, just click donate. And if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can just follow the prompts and pay online. Because we gotta pay for your speeding tickets, Teresa.
Don't help me on the podcast. I can handle my own speeding tickets. No one has to pay for my crimes.
Okay, good, because we have a lot of good that we need to accomplish. And we don't need your speeding tickets dragging us down.
I agree. I don't need my speeding tickets dragging me down either.
You know, the problem is I taught you how to drive.
Well, maybe the problem is you didn't teach me how to drive.
Good point. Very good point.
So I think I'm doing very well, all things considered.
I accept that criticism. So what were your reflections on this meditation of doing the impossible?
I like this take on Peter finishing all of his work. As in, he doesn't necessarily finish it, but Jesus finishes it for him. Because this is a common misconception I've thought about a lot. As a child, I really thought saints were someone... Every saint was someone who had visions from a very young age, and they were perfect from a young age, and they had this predestined kind of fate, it seemed, kind of like heroes in young adult fiction. They felt like the chosen one in a kind of way. So it's nice to be older and A, realize that the apostles did fall a lot and they were very imperfect and sometimes they cut off people's ears. But also you have saints like Blessed Bartolo Longo. I guess he's not a saint yet, but people who had very dark pasts. And
yeah, he was a Satanist priest.
A Satanist priest. And again, we could be doing worse. But
that would be worse than speeding tickets.
That would be a little bit worse. But it says we're in a really great place to launch off. We just need the one thing that those saints had, which was that abandonment to God, that they went 20% of the way and Jesus went the other 80%.
Yeah, that's such a good point. We can't make ourselves saints, but Jesus can. And if you will just surrender yourself to him, he will.
Yeah. And this is the little way. You give your little things and he gets the big things done. But if you try to look at it like, how do I become a martyr tomorrow? How do I change the world tomorrow? How do I
change myself tomorrow?
Like we look at people like Saint or Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa, or John Paul II, and they moved the world. But you're right, it is just, how do I change myself? And it doesn't have to be this sudden, grand, you wake up a new person. It is much more important and much more difficult to just make little decisions throughout your day and those little commitments to God.
I love when someone asked, I think it was his sister asked St. Thomas Aquinas, what does it take to be a saint? And he said, to will it, to choose it, choose it.
And you have to think about what you're choosing over it right now and just realize how small those things are.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean? Give me an example.
I'm trying to think. I mean, laziness is a big one for me. Just obviously YouTube was one of my biggest issues for a long time. And then at some point it was just, what's the importance of this? This is already so useless to me and it's not that great anyways.
Yeah.
And you can really say that about most vices. It's just whether or not you want to admit how worthless they are.
Yeah. If we would just reflect, I know in my own life, when I just reflect a little bit on how my vices make me feel, they make me feel rotten. So really what I'm just talking about giving up is feeling rotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also I do love, this meditation reminds me much of our conversation on imposter syndrome, because I feel like this is the greatest story representing that feeling of looking down for the first time and realizing you're walking on water. Obviously not through your own power, but you look around and you're like, I shouldn't be doing this. How am I doing this? And then you fall and you see so many big creators in the world right now, people on the forefront of the media. They're the ones who are most terrified about where they are. They have this vertigo, this fear of where they're at. Because they do think it's all on their shoulders. But yes. The importance here is that Peter didn't drown. Yet he was terrified when he realized what he was doing. But he did make it back to the boat with Jesus' help.
I'm gonna share with you something that's a little goofy.
Oh.
Connected with the imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That I've been telling myself lately, I am the real deal.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because so often I feel like an imposter, mm-hmm. which that then they're tempted to just quit, throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep telling yourself, no, I'm the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are.
I saw something once that was, instead of like trying to convince yourself you're wrong about your imposter syndrome, pat yourself on the back, because if you're an imposter, you're doing pretty well. If you're a spy and no one else has noticed, you're really killing it. You've made it this far, and everyone is fooled. Keep going.
And not
fool
only
yourself.
Not only that, but secretly, everyone around you mm-hmm. wants you to be the real deal. Everyone around you would rather that you were a saint.
Yeah.
Because then you'd make their life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. And they feel the same way.
Yeah.
I think it's so helpful that right now a big part of the culture is people being open about their weakness. I think that's one of the we don't often talk about the strengths of modern culture, but I think that's one of the biggest ones. Vulnerability as far as transparency, showing everyone what we struggle with so that we know it's human to struggle.
But don't you also, when you think of your siblings, your parents, me, your friends, don't you want them to be a saint? I mean, don't you want them to be the best they can be? I mean, I want the people around me to be saints because that would make my life a lot easier.
It'd be really funny if I said no. No, I very much want that. Because you're right, it makes people, A, easier to deal with, but also I want that for them. I want them to be the greatest they can be. But I don't, it's the beauty of this, knowing when you look at it that way, I mean, I don't really think about it in the sense of, I think they're all doing great. I think they're all doing fantastic. So I hope that other people see me that way instead of thinking I'm the sore thumb, you know?
Let's encourage everyone around us. This goes back to our meditation on when we talked about how we have to give people genuine compliments continuously.
Yeah, it's such a good one.
But they also need encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. You can do it. You have what it takes. People need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You can be something great. You can be a saint. Well, the great thing is that we know that we don't have to do this work of creating these rosary meditations or training spiritual mentors or anything we do alone.
Yeah, because we have John Mark.
We
have an army behind us.
We have a great team behind us. So, if you're enjoying these conversations, join the team and help us with a small monthly donation. Thanks for the conversation, Teresa. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.